Welcome to the Sales Acceleration Show, where we talk about the science of selling across the areas of demand generation, sales, and sales operation. This show is about doing. We focus on real problems, real solutions with real people, all dedicated to accelerating sales.
I'm Gabe Larson.
And I'm Steve Ehrer. Let's dive in.
All right, welcome, welcome. We're excited to be here today, Steve. It's football season. What are we? Are we 1 week away from football season?
1 week today.
Unfortunately, Steve is a Utah Utes fan. Yep. We've got an esteemed guest, Mr. Bob Perkins. Bob, what's your football team? You got a football team?
It used to be the Buffalo Bills until they, kept losing. So I've given up.
Hey, Bob, as a Lions fan... I'm from Detroit. As a Lions fan, I feel ya.
I remember the years when it was Thurman Thomas, and they kind of had those back-to-back Super Bowl losses. I just am trying to rub the salt in the wound, Bob.
Well, it was pretty much a guarantee at the time. If the Bills went to the Super Bowl, if you were playing them, consider yourself champ. Sorry, Bob. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now, that's bad. Out of Rochester.
That's just the way it goes sometimes. So today we're here on the Sales Acceleration Show. If you haven't noticed, we've got esteemed guest Bob Perkins, founder and chairman of the AAISP. Bob, maybe before we jump into the meat of the conversation, you could do a little introduction of yourself.
Yeah. So first of all, thanks for having me. It's good to work with InsideSales.com. Especially as you guys are all huge supporters of the mission of the association. I go way back into around 1990, so that's 25 years ago that I got my start in sales leadership. And a couple years I was a sales manager and I had field sales reps. I moved from that to a position as an inside sales manager at Unisys. And within a year or two, I knew I had found my calling. Right, back in those days, this was even pre-internet. Everything went over the phone. The phone was your only tool. Oh, you had a fax machine to take orders. But I knew back then that I was going to set upon a mission to advance the profession of inside sales, because we were selling and sales capable as much as our field sales counterparts, but we weren't given the credit. And fast forward to today. We know the rest of the story, so wow. It's super excited. Had a chance to start an association to recognize this wonderful profession and to help advance it further.
Well, so, I know InsideSales.com has been a big proponent of that. Certainly, Ken and Dave recognized that vision as you first told it to them, and I think we've been joined at the hip since basically the beginning. Is that right?
I remember our second leadership summit in 2010. That goes back 6.5 years ago. And Ken and Dave just spending time with myself and Larry Reeves and talking about how great the future could be if together we kind of join forces and try to move this profession forward. Of course, InsideSales.com is a big technology piece to this industry. And a service piece, and it was a great fit. And together, we've worked together for six or seven years now.
I love it. Well, I'm excited to get into some of the trends. Steve, the thing with Bob is that he's around this stuff all day. I mean, he's seeing the trends as they happen, and so we want to dive into that in a moment. But Bob, I gotta say, you got an interesting background there. You appear to be on the road. Can you explain what the heck's going on?
If this is going to air with some video, you'll see that I'm in a 39-foot motorhome. My wife and I...
Traveling like a rock star.
That's right. And I actually got a guitar with me, too. So,
Love it.
I do a little roadside jams now and then. But anyway, we have a home in Arizona, and it gets way, way too hot in May through October, so we... leave, and this is where we live, and it gives me an opportunity to travel to see a lot of our chapters. In fact, Gabe, I saw you in Salt Lake City a few weeks ago.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Were we the first stop, Bob, weren't we, on the tour or no?
I actually went to the Denver conference.
Dang it.
And
because I can tell you, Gabe, last time I was in Arizona, I drove straight down to go to the Fiesta Bowl. It's a big bowl game. BYU will learn about it someday. But it's a straight shot. So Denver, that's kind of a little bit of a zigzag. Are you zigzagging all the way across the country?
You know, if you go out to the AISP website, they got a map and it says, "Where's Bob?" And it's got all these dots connecting second dot with Salt Lake City. So
let's make sure we put a link to that map in the show notes so people can track Bob and see if he's coming to their town.
Yeah, I should look at that. Well, we're having a heck of a time, Bob, in Salt Lake City. We've got in October, we're doing actually with Market Star a big event in their Draper office. We're expecting some great attendance. So definitely a big proponent of the AAISP and their chapter program. So let's move to the meat of the conversation here, Bob. Again, one of the reasons we wanted to have you as a guest on this is just your wealth of knowledge around the key trends, technologies, techniques, topics. It's a lot of T's in the inside sales space. And so I want to see if you can narrow down for us maybe three of the hot buttons or three hot trends that you're seeing that would be interesting for sales leaders to start noodling on as they progress their business in this space. So number one, what's kind of out there? What are you seeing people banging their head on?
Well, the whole not to continue your key thing here, but the whole technology enablement, such as texting and even talking on the phone. Just kidding. We do studies and research as well as I know InsideSales.com does. One in particular showed the rise in use of some alternative communications method. And we laughed a minute ago when I said I was doing Inside Sales before the internet. Well, you know, the phone is certainly still very alive and very well, but it's being supplemented by all of the alternative communication methods. Texting is one. We are seeing a significant rise in use to texting, not just with clients that you might have their cell number, but it's even used in some prospecting cases.
What?
We're seeing the...
Wow. Yeah. How would you... Could you go one step further? I mean... Give maybe an example, or how would someone use it? Literally just a cold text, or where's the use case?
Well, I'll tell you, here's my iPhone, and I got a message just yesterday from my dentist, right? Now, I've been there. They have my cell phone, so in a sense, I'm giving them some permission. We all get reminders you have a dentist appointment, but he's using it really to say, hey, we now have this new machine in the office that can give you an overlay tooth in the same day instead of three visits. So people are starting to use text messaging as a way to outreach for cross-selling and upselling. I mean, it's amazing.
You know, you look at restaurants, they have those customer appreciation kind of rewards programs. There's one that sent me a text message just today, now that I think about it, that said, hey, we've got a special. Come on in. And
yeah.
You just look at me. The last thing I need to do is go into another restaurant. But
I was just gonna say, come on, Steve. No, I'm teasing.
But the point is, I mean, if you look at that as prospecting, right? And I guess there are ways you could gather cell phone numbers as part of the kind of gatekeeping for collateral and things.
So Bob, certainly the pillars of prospecting or communication are email and the phone and voicemail, I assume, is still in there a little bit. You mentioned texting. What about anything else popping up? I mean, I've got a couple clients saying faxing, that they've tried faxing. Are you seeing anything else kind of pop up out of nowhere?
Yeah, totally. Video, right?
Of course.
Here's my prediction. We are on the early stages of a video surge. I guarantee it. We have not harnessed it yet. And it's so powerful. Why haven't we harnessed it? My daughter just graduated from Gallaudet University. She's totally hearing impaired, totally deaf. she would never go an hour without using video. Why? Because it's so common in the deaf culture, it's just used, and that's how they communicate. Now, why don't we communicate more with video? You remember Dick Tracy, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know who Dick Tracy is, right? How about the...
Dick Tracy. Are you kidding? Steve. You were born in 1985, man.
I was not born in 1985, but it was... For me,
you
it
are
was
a millennial. You're a true millennial.
I am not a millennial.
All right. Sorry, Bob.
Don't pin that on me.
I'm a millennial. Yeah, so Dick Tracy, you were saying, Bob.
No. I was speaking at Baylor University to interns, and I said, in the next few years, every sales rep will be outfitted with a Dick Tracy watch. Well, the old professor got up and said, Mr. Perkins, would you tell the kids who Dick Tracy is?
Seriously. I kind of know.
When I got my Apple Watch, that's what I was really looking forward to. I wanted FaceTime on my watch.
All right.
Yeah, Dick Tracy, right there. It's going to happen.
Well, you've got FaceTime. You've got Google just announced a new video chat platform called Duo. So it's really taking over that way.
Facebook's got their ability. It's not taking off, but you can do. I mean, I'm seeing more web conferences on Facebook.
Yeah. Look at us now.
Here's the thing.
I mean, look at this now. Could you have imagined this 15 years ago? Us speaking to a video conference of Bob while he's on the road.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, think about the days of going back in from lunch and having 12 voicemails. They're gone. That doesn't happen anymore. You don't even leave a voicemail. In fact, people won't even answer their phone. You get annoyed when your phone rings.
Yeah, Bob, what is your feeling on voicemail? A lot of people, when they talk about cadence strategies, Are you seeing any data or any experience showing you that voicemail is indeed dead, or do you feel it is still another touch point?
Oh, it's another. Let me tell you, it's another touch point. Email's another touch point. LinkedIn's another touch point. But here's what we got. Here's what we haven't gotten right. We blast this stuff.
Yeah.
We got to take a personalized approach. Now, here I'll give you an example. Somebody calls me and says, "Hi, Bob, this is John Doe, and we're an outsourcing business that provides, marketing resources, incentives resources, and we do it better and cheap." Okay, I hang up, I delete the email, but this person calls me, "Hey, Bob, I understand you just your Boston conference. How did it go?"
Yeah.
"Oh, were you there?" See, my mind just shifted, and we got to do a better job at that. And there's no and shame on us if we don't, because guess what? I can know more about you in 2 minutes than I ever could through LinkedIn, through Google.
Absolutely. Okay, so those are some of the stuff you're seeing in the certainly in communication. Anything else you'd mention in the technology world? Any other kind of trends or kind of hot topics?
Well, everybody's getting a tool like InsideSales.com. In fact, I talked to a leader over in Asia Pacific. He's got, I don't know, 200 or 300 reps, and he's looking at dialer technology, cadence technology. That wasn't the case 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. We thought that technology was for people that just bang the phone.
Right.
We didn't think it was for
strategic selling.
Strategic selling, high technology selling. It is today though. Wow. So,
Bob, how is the international insight? Say, kind of dovetailing off here. How is the international movement? I mean, certainly in the U.S., insight sales is booming. But your ear to the ground. What's it looking like overseas right now?
Well, it's starting to. Where the U.S., I'd say, was, I hate to say we peaked. I thought we peaked. Right when I thought we peaked, there was another peak we started to climb. So, but whereas the U.S., right, where we've been through this evolution, I'd say EMEA is, and Europe, that area is kind of right in the middle of a good climb. Asia-Pac is trying, but they're a little behind the curve. but they also have a super thirst and desire to learn more. So we're getting lots of questions, lots of people wanting to know how we do things, right? Not in the U.S., but how inside sales does.
Sure.
In Asia Pacific.
Yeah, interesting. I'd love to hear more about that one offline. I had a couple questions about. We're actually going to have a gentleman from I think your India chapter. What was his name? He reached out to us. Oh, Varun Mittal, if that name rings a bell.
Oh, Varun, yeah.
He's going to be a guest here in the next couple weeks.
I'm excited. Growing up in the 80s, not born in the 80s, but growing up in the 80s, my dad used to do a lot of business over in India, travel over there quite a bit. Kind of the beginning of that movement. And it's fun to see how that technology has been adopted over there and how it's grown over there. I'm curious to see how their sales organizations are working and kind of the, on the opposite side of the world.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And by the way, I love Indian food. Actually, I'm more of a Southern Indian guy. Notice there's a big difference between Northern Indian food and Southern. I'm a big Southern Indian food guy.
Look at me. Like I said, I'm not picky.
Yeah, we know. So, Bob, we've got kind of communication technology, big trend. What's number two on your kind of top five list, top three list here?
Well, we still have a, I hate to call it a crisis, but it's a big challenge to find talent, right, to recruit and hire.
Agreed.
And all of a sudden it gets compounded by retention, and then we're not onboarding well enough. So you have this confluence of bringing on new people, adequate training, and retaining, and it's this snowball effect that,
it's not true. All the people issues,
It's getting bigger, So there's plenty. As mature as we are becoming, we have problems of meeting the growth.
Yeah. Do you feel like you can pinpoint it on a couple key issues or key things people can do? Or is it there's just not enough talent out there? Or are people not really recruiting or onboarding the right way?
I think here's my high-level view of this. If we turn the clock back when inside sales was seeing a nice surge in the early 2000s, we were really good with process, with onboarding, with recruiting and hiring. We had pretty good training in place. We had a regimen. We were building playbooks, right? And then all of a sudden this thing just exploded in front of our eyes about 5 or 6 years ago. I think we were hiring as fast as we could. We were trying to keep up with the demand. And we forgot about some of those, key fundamentals, that was an organizational sound, solid. So I think we got to slow down a little bit, get back to the basics, and invest in some better training. And the other thing, if you think about it, where do we go and hire people, right? We oftentimes get them right out of college.
Right.
And that makes training even much more important. We can't just go throw them through a 2-day class and think they're good to go. It's just not the way it's going to be. So
yeah. Interesting. One of the things I feel like, we're kind of seeing this shift, right, between high velocity sales and this concept of account-based sales, right? That's a nice buzzword for you. But some of these companies that I visit who want to run the account-based model, to your point, it's like they've shifted towards the outside model and they've just let it be a little more of a cowboy town. It's a little more like, we want to be quote unquote more strategic, so we're just going to let everybody do whatever they want. And I think you're right. We've kind of, that high velocity model, for some of its flaws, really had a nice tight sequence, a tight process, a playbook. And again, I'm not blaming the account based model. I'm just thinking about why we're maybe experiencing some of this. But certainly my experience would say, as we've moved into this more quote unquote strategic model, we're kind of letting loose on some of our best practices.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, just grow to keep up with this growth. You're going to have growing pains, right? And you're going to miss a lot of stuff that, you know. Here's the other piece. I'll go back just 15 years. We were still trying to validate inside sales. Well, guess what? We validated, right? But back then, we had to prove ourselves. So we built rigor.
Yeah, that's right.
Into the process.
And into the numbers and showing the results.
We built a machine. Now the machine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember reporting up to senior management. I had 2 pages worth of like 30 different metrics. And, you know, finally they'd say, look, we know you measure everything, right? You know, but, you know,
interesting.
Today,
there's a lot of truth to that.
We're throwing bodies maybe getting away from a little
bit. All right, so we've hit the top two. Let's get one more from you, and then we'll kind of close shop here. Number three time kind of trend or thing you're seeing out there in the market that's kind of a hot topic.
Well, we know there's a shift from field to inside. You know, and I hate to draw a line, but people will understand these terms when I say there's a shift in headcount. The last research piece I saw that Annika Seeley was involved with, 40% of large companies were making a specific determined shift from field to inside. I talked to a guy the other day. This guy has a company that sells cranes and heavy equipment. They were all field. He said, I don't need them anymore. He goes, what I do need is a field person to go look at a used crane and assess it for repairs and report to the inside salesperson, it's going to take X amount of money, so the value on this crane, if we lease it, is, you know, X. And he goes, but I can do everything else from the inside.
Crane selling
kind of a
crane.
So you're, he's running a hybrid model almost.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was up in Toronto a little bit ago. Glove manufacturer, 100-year-old glove manufacturer. They've been knocking doors and shifting to an inside model. And gloves certainly makes probably a little more sense than a crane. But so you're seeing that everywhere. You said what was it? 40%? You just cut just a little bit. 40% of large companies.
40%. It was a study by RealityWorks and ZS Associates. I've quoted it a number of times. They found 40% of large companies, right, steeped in traditional field sales, might I add, 40% shifting headcount to the inside. People are getting it now. And field sales is not dead by any stretch of the imagination. It's still a very important, integral part of our selling profession. But when you can accomplish so many things with such great technology, with some good trained people, virtually, less expensively.
It's a no-brainer, right?
Absolutely.
It's a no-brainer.
Love it, love it. All right, well, that kind of helps us. Go ahead, Bob.
Watches. I said, and all these virtual reps are going to be outfitted with Dick Tracy watches.
bring us full circle here. So, well, Bob, we really appreciate it. Just to summarize, 3 key trends. We had kind of tools, technologies, hiring, onboarding, your people problems. And then lastly, don't forget this virtual or inside model. It's still moving. It's still banging on all cylinders. So, Bob, really appreciate you taking the time, even though you're driving across the country. Wish you a safe travels and certainly a great rest of the day. Steve?
Yeah, well, please listen to us on – we're found on iTunes. We're found on Stitcher, both those. Love for you to go on and rate us and review us. You can also find us on Google Play, and I've mentioned this in the last podcast. I found a new podcast app called Overwatch or Overcast, not Overwatch. That's a video game. Overcast.
See, the true Steve comes out.
It's
man.
True. Overcast, which is, and that's a really cool podcast app if you're looking for one. Email us, have questions. You've got suggestions for the show. Or if you've got something you want to speak to us about on the show, email us at podcast@insidesales.com. We're found on Twitter. You can find us at Gabe Larson and at Steve Error. Also, we're on LinkedIn. Bob, where can we find information about you guys?
Well, speaking of the motorhome, I'm officially on the hashtag Summer Sales Tour. So you can tweet hashtag Summer Sales Tour. You can find out information not only about Summer Sales Tour, but about the association. Find a chapter near you at the AAISP website, www.aa-isp.org.
Fantastic. Appreciate it, Bob.
Great. We're looking forward to it. Okay, and with that, let's get at it.